This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. LATL waste heading to Utah and possibly Texas. Without notice to the communities along the route, contaminated radioactive and toxic waste from Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, have been trucked through Pueblo lands and Hispanic communities in northern New Mexico to a railhead located on private land in Antonito, Colorado. The wastes were transferred to train cars for a journey east, then north, and finally west to the Energy Solutions waste site located 75 miles west of Salt Lake City. Energy Solutions also won the contract to ship waste from LATL to its Utah site. The railhead of the San Luis and Rio Grande is located about a football field away from the San Antonio River, a major water source for the farming community located in the lower San Luis Valley. Residents and elected officials are concerned about the transfer point as well as the fact that the waste will move across two century-old bridges and along a route with recent derailments. In December 2007, seven freight cars derailed near the top of the 9,242-foot La Vita Pass. The railroad and Energy Solutions did not receive the necessary county land use permits before beginning the transfers. Conejos County Commissioner Joe Maestas said, quote, "We have stopped the shipments. We required they come in and comply with our permit process," end quote. LATL spokesman Fred D'Souza said LATL expects to ship a total of 12,000 cubic yards of the toxic and low-level radioactive waste under the contract. About 400 truckloads will be transferred into 133 train cars for the trip to Utah. LATL received over $170 million in American Recovery and Reinvestment Act funding in order to demolish plutonium and tritium processing buildings and to remove waste buried from an old Manhattan Project dump. These projects are required under the 2005 agreement between the New Mexico Environment Department and the DOE and LATL. Thousands of cubic yards of all sorts of waste will be generated, which will need to be treated and disposed. Right across the southeastern border of New Mexico, a Texas company is working to obtain permits in order to dispose of new wastes. Last week, Waste Control Specialist was before the Texas Low-Level Radioactive Waste Disposal Compact Commission, asking to expand the types of low-level radioactive waste allowed for disposal. The company wants to expand its operation at the facility located 5 miles east of Eunice, New Mexico, and 30 miles west of Andrews, Texas. Currently, only low-level radioactive waste from Texas and Vermont may be disposed of in Texas. The Compact Commission is considering a rule to allow for exportation and importation of wastes, which could include LATL wastes. The commission is scheduled to meet again on January 22nd in Austin. Several environmental groups, including the SEED Coalition, the Lone Star Sierra Club, Nuclear Information and Resource Service, and Public Citizen, are monitoring the proposed rule and its implication for Texas possibly becoming the nation's radioactive waste dump. For more information, please visit nukefreetexas.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. To hear the update again or to make a donation, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.